It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this time we get to talk with a librarian. Kathy Reed is in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
You made the trip into the Air Force from a town called Enid, Oklahoma.
That's correct. I've traveled the world.
Yeah, it's all good. You are actually the librarian at the Vance Air Force Base Library. I don't know that we've ever talked about the Vance Library, so let's start with that. Tell me about the library.
It is one of the best-kept secrets at Vance Air Force Base, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to work with marketing at Vance to make it not so secret. It's basically a public library for anyone with access to Vance Air Force Base.
Gotcha. And with this day and age, electronics and technology, you can read any book from anywhere, anytime, I'm sure.
Just about.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have access to all kinds of online databases, resources for ebooks, audiobooks, all that.
Yeah. It says library and media and information specialist on your career field. So I when I say the word librarian, somebody just instantly thinks of the lady that takes care of the books, and it's so much more than
It's not your mother's library anymore, no.
Yeah, not even at all. So you live in Enid. Tell me about how long have you been at Vance Air Force Base as the librarian?
I have been at Vance for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was in the Enid Public School System.
Gotcha. So job upgrade, job opportunity opened its doors, and you went for it?
Right. My last few positions in the public schools were as a sixth grade literature teacher, mm-hmm. and then the Longfellow librarian, and then Vance librarian.
Very neat. So how's going to work at Vance Air Force Base different than going to Enid Public Schools?
Well, both need a card to enter the building.
Okay. All right.
But the difference is I don't have lesson plans. I mm-hmm. don't have state standards that I have to make sure I'm checking off the list. Different age groups, mm-hmm. Varied age groups instead of, specific school age.
Yeah.
So I get a much wider variety of patrons.
And a lot of everybody that's at Vance Air Force Base is there to learn. Obviously, it's a training base. What's the most interesting, and this is just going to be completely out of left field, Kathy.
Sure,
but
go for it.
The most interesting person you've met so far out there, or some people you're like, you wouldn't believe who I got to talk to, that kind of thing.
Well, because of Vance, I went to a librarian training in San Antonio at Lackland.
Okay.
And I got to meet the deputy librarian, I guess. He doesn't have a master's in it, but he's mm-hmm. running it until they get one. Mm-hmm. From Turkey.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So that was interesting to kind of get to exchange that. I enjoy cultural exchanges.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so a lot of the students that are new to Enid and new to Vance come through the library.
Yeah.
And they do their in-processing, and so I am able to visit with them a little bit about where they come from and what brought them to the Air Force. Some of them are traditional in their mid-20s, and mm-hmm. some are non-traditional, and they're closer to their 30s.
Wow. So I guess in a way, since you're part of the in-processing and you're not military, do some of them kind of come to you as a big sister kind of type of thing, or going, hey, you're a friendly face, I don't have to be afraid? You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah. And the library is always, every library that I've been a part of, I want to be a center part of the community hub.
Yeah.
I want it to be a place where people are comfortable, everybody's welcome. Mm-hmm. Well, on Vance, anyone that's welcome on Vance that can get there can come to the library. I want it to be welcoming and community-oriented. A lot of times we get to give advice on, places to go and things to see. And I like to have some of the Red Carpet Country brochures mm-hmm. and send people around to neat places that they might not get to see. Crystal digging is one of the big ones.
Yeah, Salt Plains. Yeah. I was going to ask you, what's the thing that you always tell them that they've got to want?
Salt Plains and the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve.
Yeah. Two
those
of my favorites,
two.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
well,
cool.
Those are things that I think the Salt Plains, those particular selenite crystals are available to dig in mm-hmm. Enid, and there's a place in Germany.
Yeah.
So two places in the world. Yeah. While you're here, you probably should do that.
And to my knowledge, that actual selenite crystal that it forms, that hourglass, only place in the planet that it does it that way is Salt Plains, I think. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Unless there's a place in
Germany.
I'm
going to go home. I'm going to go to work and research that now.
I just happen to have grown up about 10 miles north of this spot you're talking about.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we used to see geologists from all over the world show up. I mean, they literally come to Northwest Oklahoma to do that specific thing.
Well, and a lot of the pilots are familiar with that area because of the landing that they do out there. So,
Kathy, you're that person. We could talk for hours and hours and hours, and as long as we do it quietly.
I am a loud librarian.
Are you a loud librarian? Okay.
I actually had a patron at Vance shush me once.
Kathy, shh.
Well, my music was a little loud. I turn music on when I'm filing because I hate paperwork. Yeah. So.
You've got three kids, and you are busy. One's 22, one's 18, one's 16. Oh, my gosh.
Correct. Well, we have an update. We have 22, 19, and in a couple of weeks, 17. So,
my goodness.
Darn it, they keep getting older.
Busy time for your life, too.
Yes, awesome. But exciting.
Kathy Reed, it is good to meet you. Thank you for being a part of Vance Air Force Base. Thanks for coming in and chatting a little bit about it. And everybody that can get on Vance, welcome to come by the library. Where's it located specifically on the base?
We are building 314. If you cross the parking lot east from the fitness center, that is our building. We're in the same building with Airmen and Family Readiness and Education.
Gotcha. Kathy, thanks so much.
Have a great day.